The Oakland Marriott Convention Center is set to be flooded this weekend with knitters. Over the past few years, picking up a ball of yarn and a couple of needles has become beyond hip. And although the image of grandma's knitting persists, many new converts are young and male. Leisha Navarro unraveled the new phenomenon.
And you always work 2 stitches on each. See how it's one, two.
Twice a week, knitters come in to Article Pract for free help sessions. Customers at the hip Oakland yarn store go crazy for the array of yarn spun out of every color and texture imaginable. Over the store's 4-year life, owner Christina Stork has noticed a surprising phenomenon. Close to a fifth of her clients are male.
I have a lot of boys. I have a lot of Cal student guys. Apparently it's an attractive hobby for a male student to engage in for the ladies. I have a lot of dads who knit with their kids, and I have a lot of older men from grandpas to, you know, guys and their boyfriends. I mean, everything.
The history of knitting is filled with men, Stork says. Men actually knit before women did and use the clothes they made to keep warm or to sell for extra cash. Knitter Jesse Losberg is so enthusiastic about the craft that he runs his own website, yarnboy.com, and sells pins which read simply, "Boys Knit." What drew him into knitting was pretty basic. He was living in the cold Northeast and was bored and a bit depressed. Once he picked it up, it just stuck.
This is the famous roll neck sweater, which every time I wear it, people think I got it at J. Crew, and they don't believe me when I say I knit it myself.
Although Losberg doesn't have any guy friends who knit, he's only gotten teased by one buddy, and the rest benefit from his expertise.
I have a friend, Ned. It was his birthday this weekend. I knit a pair of socks. He said that this was the first garment that's ever been made designed with him in mind. He's not a very physically expressive person, and when I gave him the socks, he actually gave me a hug.
Losberg knits nearly every day, usually after dinner with his wife, who's also a knitter. But when he pulls out his needles on BART, Losberg often gets more attention than he can handle.
If you're a guy and you knit in public, you're a novelty and people want to know. You know, they always want to know, like, how long you've been knitting and where did you learn? And they're just really fascinated. It's like a magnet for conversation.
Other male knitters can't stand all the questioning. Adam Vischer's home is filled with skeins of yarn, but he avoids knitting in public at all costs.
I just abhor being a novelty. I understand and accept that you have to be. It's just one of those things, but it doesn't mean that I have to like it. So I bristle a little bit when people make a big deal out of the fact that I'm a guy and I knit.
23-year-old Vischer had wanted to learn how to knit since he was a kid, but didn't until 2 years ago when he returned from an 11-month army tour in Iraq.
I mean, I always wanted a hobby. I never had time. I took it up. My hobby was drinking way too much. And, you know, you can't knit too well when you're drunk. I found that out the hard way and, you know, beat the hell out of drinking.
Once he learned the stitches, Vischer started living a secret life. He went to knitting circles twice a week and hid his half-knit projects so the army guys wouldn't find out.
I kept it an absolute secret. I mean, I think probably, you know, in the military it would have been better if I was shooting heroin or something.
But the future for male knitters may be different than the experiences that Vischer and Losberg have faced, as more and more elementary schools are teaching the craft. At the private East Bay Waldorf School, kids start knitting classes at the same time they learn to read. By the second grade, they are knitting dolls.
First, we had to do the face, and we just did that flat. We did where we knit a row, and then we purled a row. And purling is, if you know how to knit, is basically the opposite. And so that made it smooth.
Paul Buckley is in the 5th grade at the Waldorf School, and for him and his peers, the idea of both boys and girls knitting is completely normal.
Had you ever heard anybody say that knitting was for girls?
No, not really. No.
At your school, the boys and the girls knit, and nobody thinks that there's anything strange about that?
No, not really, because we've just all been knitting from 1st grade when you don't think about it that way. And so we just never thought about it that way.
For Northgate Magazine, this is Leisha Navarro.
So what do young people think of young men who knit? I asked the guys and the girls. Does knitting make you a girly man?
What do you think of when you hear a man who knits?
It makes me really happy.
It shows that he's secure with himself.
Yeah, definitely secure with his masculinity.
Yeah.
Knitting is a great way of showing off your manliness. It's a way of showing everyone that you're a man, and you're a man that's man enough to knit.
I don't think it's, like, abnormal or anything. I'd be surprised, but pleasantly.
It's kind of like that thing where guys could say they like chick flicks and maybe the girls would think they're sensitive or something.
Oh yeah, I'd be definitely tempted to give them a little smack or two, like a little mwah, that's pretty cool.
If my boyfriend took up knitting, that would be a little strange, I think, yeah. I mean, if he made me a really cute scarf, that'd be okay.
I don't think I'd look down on him. I just think, all right, well, found a weird hobby there, buddy. No, I do not know one person that knits, other than my mom.